Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you ever tried to look in the mirror and read to yourself what you just ate during the day, or how much exercise you did not get, or talk to yourself? Actually looking at yourself, is that what honesty is about? And can being brutally honest with yourself and not just self, defeating and cutting yourself down, but being honest with yourself, can that actually help you lose the weight and make your health goals come to fruition? My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's Associate Professor of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parr. So let's talk about being honest. People do a lot of negative self-talk these days, but that's not necessarily honest talk, is it? So give us the difference.
Yeah, so I think when we look at the biggest health problems that people face, a lot of that comes back to health behaviors, right? What people eat and how active they are and whether or not they smoke are three of the big ones. And for people to make positive changes in those areas, I think they need to be honest about where they're starting from as kind of their baseline and as a motivation to do it. One of the kind of concerns that I have is that someone who really does need to lose a good bit of weight to improve their health might think, well, I'm only a few pounds overweight. And then for them, maybe that isn't as important as it really should be to their doctor or it should be to improve their health.
Okay, so how do we get honest with ourselves? How do we look in the mirror and say, no, I need to lose, 15 pounds, not just the 5 I've always told myself I need to lose?
Yeah, and that's a difficult thing for people to get to, but I think you're right. I think looking in the mirror can go a long way. I think for a lot of people, the way their clothes fit. I think for a lot of people, the part of their closet that has the clothes that don't fit them anymore is a good thing to look at as that honest moment, right? It's kind of easy to convince yourself that everything's fine, but when you look at that part of the closet that has the clothes that you used to wear that you don't fit into anymore, then reality hits, I think.
Okay, so the first bit of advice to being honest with yourself, look in your closet and see if more of your clothes don't fit you than do. Maybe getting those clothes out of your closet so you're not, deceiving yourself that those are still clothes you can wear.
Well, I think that's part of it, too. To be proactive, I think when people lose weight, especially a significant amount of weight, one of the first things they should do is get rid of what a lot of people call their fat clothes. Just get rid of them, because if they're hanging back there in the closet, it's something they can fall back on. But I think you're right. I think it's the things that you just can't ignore that people need to look at for that honesty. And maybe it's the pair of pants that just don't fit anymore. Someone tries to put those on and they just don't fit. And that's the kind of brings them back to reality.
Now, what about like weird junk food? People say, and I think this is another area where people are not completely honest with themselves, Dr. Parr, is, oh, I eat healthy. I had a salad yesterday. Or, oh, yeah, I had cereal for breakfast and I didn't even have any dessert after dinner. And they think that they're eating healthy. But then again, I go back to that mirror statement. If you were to write down and food journal and look at yourself and read that off, would you be like, oh, really? That's not that healthy. I think people aren't quite honest with themselves where that's concerned, too.
You're absolutely right. And I think writing down what someone eats is a great way to do it. I know that in working with people in research projects and weight loss programs, asking them to write down everything they eat and then doing some kind of nutritional analysis, when people bring in the sheet where they wrote down everything they ate for a day, it's easy to tell who has been honest with themselves about what they eat, because there are some people who say, yeah, I know it's not pretty, but this is what I ate. And then there are other people that are just horrified that never really realized what it was they had been eating. And those are the people that I think need that that honest moment to take a look at. And writing it down is once you see it there on the paper, you can't ignore it.
Once you see it there on the paper, how do you use that honesty to make those changes?
Well, I think the first step in making any kind of change is to know where you're starting from in order to set goals for where you want to be. And I think someone that kind of makes themselves think they eat a healthy diet or that they're more active than they are, it might not be able to set the kind of goals that they need to set for themselves. You know, someone, you hear, you know, you should be active for 30 minutes a day. And you know, for weight loss, we recommend up to 60 minutes a day of activity. And if there's someone who convinces themselves that between trips to the restroom at work and walking to get lunch and, you know, little things that they do, that they're active for already 20 to 30 minutes a day, they might not account for as much exercise time as they really need.
Okay, so you have to have that starting point to set goals. Then once you've set goals, how do you use that honesty as opposed to saying, well, I just realized that I'm not getting much exercise at all. I suck. I'm not doing anything I thought of. You know, how do we stop the negative self-talk?
Yeah, and I think you raise a good point, is you don't want the honesty to turn negative. I think a great way for people to use this is some form of tracking what they eat and what they do for activity. You know, you go to the gym and sometimes they'll have the sheets that you fill out. You know, you did the bicep curl and you did 3 sets of 10 reps and what weight you use, and you write all that down. I think that people could do that with activity or what they eat on their own. And it doesn't really need to be in any kind of formal way. It could be, you know, a notebook that they just kind of scribble these things down in each day so that they can look back and see what they've done. And I think the act of writing it down really makes a difference. One of the things I recommend to people in weight loss programs is I say, if you bite it, write it, which means if you're going to eat something, you write it down as you're eating it or even before you sit down to eat it. And for a lot of people, I think, it, you know, if they write down, 6 cookies, they might stop themselves before they eat 6 cookies. And even if they don't, at the end of the day or the end of the week, they can look back and say, okay, so maybe things didn't go so well then.
Well, I completely agree with you, Dr. Parr, because when I was in Weight Watchers, I would sometimes write down things before I ate them.
Yeah.
And then follow what I wrote down. Because if you don't, especially if you have kids, it's easy to just take a bite of that grilled cheese sandwich that the kids leave on the corner of, you know, their plate.
Yeah.
Or finish up their peanut butter and jelly sandwich or grab one of their French fries. And those are the things we don't seem to account for.
Yeah, I do it when I'm cooking. I can sometimes almost eat dinner while I'm cooking dinner, just by, you know, a bite here and a taste there. I think you raise a good point. I think it's important that people keep track of what it is they intend to do, and writing it down is a great way to do that. It's there on the paper. They can't pretend that they weren't going to go for a walk that day if they wrote it down that's part of the plan, and then go back through and write down next to it what they actually did. And I think
that's a great way.
Yeah.
That's a great way. So you write your intention, and then you write what you actually did, and you see if each and every day, because people say to me, Dr. Parr, well, how do I even know if I meet my goal? But right there in front of you is the way you just saw that you met your goal. You just see right there, you intended to do this, you really did this, you did or you did not meet your goal. In the last 30 seconds, give us your very best advice for being honest with ourselves and what it can accomplish in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for people to make the kind of health changes that they need to and want to make, they need to be honest with what they do and what they eat and how active they are to begin with in order to set good goals. And they need to be honest with themselves as to whether or not they're meeting those goals. Writing things down is a great way to do it. It helps people kind of put their plan down on paper so they can't pretend it was never there in the first place. And to write alongside it what they've done to help them keep track of what's working and what isn't. And even to make sure that the goals they're setting are realistic for them.
Great, great advice. This is the way that being honest with yourself can really help you to achieve those goals. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Thanks for listening. Stay well.